a positive and well-advised move, really, to say that the people through COPAC should at least have a say in the process. But clearly that alone is not enough for Mr. Tsvangirai to accept what the people would say when the other principals, particularly President Mugabe, is insisting on a control of the entire process.
Why would Mr. Mugabe want the principals to control this process instead of the parliamentary select committee?
It was obvious from the beginning that this would really be a strongly political negotiated best process. So I think he is simply being true to that arrangement. But at the end of the day, it will be up to political parties. But with the assumption that the principles are at the apex of the political parties, when in fact there should be some internal democratic process that should allow for really the expression of the ordinary views of Zimbabweans to be reflected in the COPAC process.